This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. For a final time before Election Day, U.S. President Donald Trump and Joe Biden will face each other tonight in the final presidential debate. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Their first debate was the most chaotic in memory.
The question is, radical left, will you shut up, man?
Full of interruptions and flashes of anger, American University professor Jason Malika wonders if it will look right in Nashville.
Will they actually speak on issues as opposed to yelling each other?
As he trails in the national polls, Trump advisors are urging the president to be less aggressive and put Biden in the spotlight, hoping the frontrunner cuts into his own lead. While final debates often play an outsized role in election outcomes, this is different. More than 42 million people have already voted, and there are far fewer undecided voters left than at this point 4 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Ivory Coast opposition on Thursday rejected concessions offered by the government in an attempt to end a boycott on the presidential election at the end of the month. The West African nation has plunged into a wave of pre-election violence, which has left at least 7 people dead and 40 others injured in recent days. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is warning protesters not to undermine national security after several days of widespread unrest in the country. The leader appealed to those taking part in widespread demonstrations to resist the temptation used by some subversive elements to cause chaos. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow believes nearly 5,000 people have been killed in fighting between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is